Quentin Kamanda, an artist from Garden Village in Nipissing First Nation, was recently commissioned by the National Football League, NFL, Canada to create an official NFL game ball. Kamanda, whose artist name is K-Rock, is well known for his graffiti-inspired designs. When he got the call to design an official NFL game ball as a lead-up to Super Bowl 59, he knew exactly how he would start his design. Kamanda explained, "In Anishinaabe teachings, the strawberry, O Demon, represents heart, and to me heart is a big part of the sport of football. I think of this design as an X-ray photo of spirit, with layers of meaning, but the heart berry is at its core." See, from Garden Village to the Zulu Kings and beyond, K-Rock carries on his hip-hop path. NFL Canada commissioned the piece, which is part of a broader partnership with Football Canada to provide more access to the sport in Indigenous communities. Gavin Kemp is the NFL Canada general manager. He noted, "This is an incredible initiative, and we're thrilled to partner with Football Canada and the Dreamcatcher Foundation to provide access to our sport across Indigenous communities." Using the global stage of Super Bowl 59, Kemp added, "We're focused on demonstrating our commitment to minimizing barriers for all to play the game across Canada." The Dreamcatcher Foundation was founded by Eli Ankou, a Canadian defensive lineman with the Buffalo Bills. Ankou is a member of the Ojibwe tribe through his mother and has family living in the Dokas First Nation near Sudbury. Ankou explained, "To me, the NFL unveiling of these footballs during the Super Bowl 59 celebrations signifies that we get to put pieces of our culture up on full display and share with other amazing people. Ultimately, it all boils down to understanding one another," Ankou emphasized, "and I think that peering into the beauty of certain cultures opens up the door to many other elements facing those people. At the end of the day, it's all about a sense of understanding and community." 50 footballs designed by K-Rock have been produced at the Wilson Factory in Ada, Ohio, where every official NFL game ball is made by hand. Some of these will be delivered to sports programs within First Nation communities, and some will also be displayed at NFL and Football Canada events. Kamanda, who grew up playing football and revering players like 49ers legend Jerry Rice, noted, "I'm really pleased that some of these balls will be delivered to Indigenous communities in Canada and areas where Indigenous youth are playing football. I think it will mean a lot to them to know that the NFL sees and acknowledges them." As for the design, besides emphasizing the importance of heart in the game, Kamanda noted, "The design I chose for this football integrates the four elements and laws of nature, the medicine wheel, and a visual land acknowledgement. So, for anyone taking a look at the ball, there are a lot of things to absorb. I hope when people look at this ball, they see more than just a cool design," Kamanda added. "Hopefully, it can start conversations and just get people thinking. In my culture, artwork is educational, so for the NFL to unveil these footballs as part of Super Bowl celebrations is an incredible opportunity." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.